Okay, now I don't know how familiar you are with internet scams. Here's one I received a while back. It's offering me the chance to collect a prize I've won in a raffle I've never entered. I'm going to win $1.5 million and a BMW Series 5 car. Now, this is a scam, obviously. I used to go to great lengths to bait these scammers and try and cultivate a lengthy and wasteful conversation with them just to waste their time and annoy them. I've actually recently hit upon a technique that has almost as good an effect but requires almost zero effort. I call it just say okay to scammers. So yeah, we got the email. It came in from Mrs. Rachel Adams, telling me to get in touch with Mr. Daniel Gary to collect my $1.5 million and my car. So I replied and I said, okay. Almost immediately I had a reply from Daniel Gary saying, please send your details so I can send it to the delivery company that will deliver to you and have it in the back of your mind. It will cost you some little fee. But if you don't mind, I can assist with part of the fee. But before I can do that, you'll promise to pay me back when you get your check and car delivered to you. So this is what usually happens with these scams. They'll tell you you've won an amazing prize. Then they tell you there's a little fee you have to pay first. And if you pay the fee, you never hear from the scammer again unless it's to ask for more fees. Anyway, so this all sounds really reasonable, doesn't it? So thanks, Daniel. I'm really looking forward to that. And you're going to help me with part of my fee. Oh, that's really kind of you. So what could I say but okay. So only a day passed and I had another email from Daniel Gary. And it says, as for the delivery charges, like I told you before, we can only share it equal. Waffle, waffle, waffle. So the charge on the delivery is $390, so we'll have to share it among us. And I'll pay some part, while you pay the rest that is best I can do for you. And then, interestingly, he volunteers some information I didn't ask for. Let me remind you, I'm a good Christian. I don't cheat on people and I don't steal people's money. I would never do such because God is against it. Okay, well, that all sounds very, very reassuring, and I'm glad that you're a man of God, Gary, so what could I say but, okay. At this point, Gary seems to lose his temper a little bit with me, which is a bit strange. I mean, I've been quite compliant so far. All I've said is okay. And he says, you cannot teach me my job that I've been doing for several years now and still doing it. That's the only way it works. If you can't pay part of the fee and I pay the rest, I'm afraid you'll have to forget it and we'll terminate the transaction. Well, seems a bit rude, doesn't it? I mean, I've been very compliant so far. So anyway, he says, until you're ready to abide with the company's rule, the choice is yours. Okay. Well, he's asked, so I said, okay. So Gary came back the next day and reiterated the fee remain as I told you before. It's $390 and I'll pay part of it. And why, you also pay part of it. Please send your details so I can send it to the delivery. Why did you refuse to send your details since I keep asking you? Okay, well, indeed. I could only think of one thing to say, which was, okay. Daniel came back almost immediately and said, hello, are you ready to make the payment now so we can deliver your car and ATM card to you? Of course I'm ready. So I said, okay. At this point, it's rather amusing to see that Daniel Gary lost his temper, which is, of course, the goal of all of this. So Gary comes back and says, okay, what? Do you need the information? So you go to Western Union and make the payment. If you need the payment details, reply back and send, yes, send me the payment details. So I replied back as he requested and I said, okay. And then it seems almost like Daniel's losing a little bit of hope and starting to plead a little. And so he's replied again saying, why keep saying okay? Kindly say something else so we can know what to do. Well, I can't really think of anything else to say. So I replied, okay. So that was the last I heard from Daniel Gary, and that was about a week ago. However, I've been emailing him every day just to keep in touch. And in fact, sometimes several times a day. I can only think of one thing to say, though, which is, okay. So at this point, perhaps you're thinking I'm a bit unkind and maybe a little bit cruel to play games with these people. However, I intend to persuade you otherwise. Here's a little extract from a previous conversation when I was doing more elaborate conversations with these scammers and doing more elaborate scam baiting. I got to a point where they were asking me to pay the fees, and I thought I'd plead poverty. And so I said to them, I don't know where I'll get the money for the fees. If I pay even half that amount, I'll have no money for food for my children this month. This is why I thought maybe the fees could be deducted from the total. How can I do this? And then I followed it up with another message where I said something very similar. I said, isn't there any way to defer the fees until after the check clears and then I have funds? I don't know how I'll pay for rent and food this month if I take out money to pay fees. Do you have any advice on this? Well, it turns out they did have some useful advice, and here it is. The scammer said, I'm sorry, there's no other way. This is simple. Take the money for your rent and food and use it to pay. It will take just 24 hours to deliver this check to you, and then you can even buy your own house. Don't worry, just do what I say. And it's just advice for you. Try as much as you can to send it today, and by tomorrow you'll cash the check and buy whatever you want to buy. Send your details so I can send the information and make the payment by Western Union or MoneyGram. So this scammer was perfectly willing to take food out of the mouths of children and make it impossible for a person to pay their rent in order to make his profit. So my conscience is reasonably clear when it comes to mucking about with these people, wasting their time and annoying them. So that's the end of this video, really. Thanks for watching. And anyway, my advice to you is if you get one of these emails, just say okay to scammers. Thanks for watching, and I hope to see you again soon.